I think we're joined now by Tony Leo. Are you there, Tony?
I am. Nice to be with you, Phil.
Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us. You're with Local 222. You are a political action chair. Suddenly last night, we were told, before we all went to bed, that General Motors may or intends to close the Oshawa General Motors plant.
Yes, that's right. The media had word yesterday, and we were told today that our union was informed at 4 p.m. That GM was going to make that announcement today, which they did, saying that they had no plans for any production in the plant in Oshawa after December of next year.
So, as usual, this seems to happen. I guess I have to wish you a Merry Christmas, that you're being notified that there won't be a plant in 1 year, and then in 1 year at Christmas time, you will be, if it all goes according to them, there won't be any further production.
That's right. Yeah, it's an incredible slap in the face to the workers in Oshawa, and there was a lot of anger today, as you can imagine, and it resulted in early this morning the workers walking out and shutting the plant down.
Mm-hmm. Well, and how did that occur? Can you give us any details? What was that experience like?
Yeah, it was interesting because initially the union circulated a notice to the members saying that they were going to get to hear the company's announcement at 10 a.m. But I gather that workers in different areas of the plant were angry enough and causing enough problems that the union leadership decided that it didn't make sense to wait for people to sit silently and listen to General mm-hmm. Motors executives tell them what they were going to do to them. Mm-hmm. And so they went through the plan and told everybody it was time to leave and that there would be a press conference at our union hall at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a good initiative from the union. Well, initiative, yes. But it was certainly one of those moments where, as workers were exiting the plant and all of the equipment went silent, mm-hmm. that they had a good feeling of the power that workers always have.
Yeah. And what was the message at the meeting, at the union meeting?
Well, the message at the meeting from our plant chairperson and from Jerry Dias, the president of Unifor, was that GM was violating the agreement that they had given us at negotiations in 2016, where they had, as part of the agreement, said that they would not close in whole or in part any plant covered by the agreement. And the life of the agreement, the contract goes till September of 2020. So to say that they're going to close our plant at the end of 2019 is clearly a violation of that. Mm-hmm. And our leadership told us that we were going to fight that, we were not going to accept it, and that we were going to use any weapon at our disposal mm-hmm. to fight to ensure that we kept the Oshawa plant open.
What was your reaction to that news?
Well, it was tremendous enthusiastic support. The union hall was absolutely packed with workers. And mm-hmm. that's exactly what they wanted to hear. They wanted to hear that there would be a fight, mm-hmm. that we were going to fight to keep the plant open, that we were going to fight to keep those jobs in mm-hmm. Oshawa.
Uh-huh. What about General Motors? Are they making money in Oshawa?
Well, of course, that's the irony of this whole thing. They claim that they have a need to do this, in fact, they are making more profits, higher level of profits than they ever have in their century-long history, both in Oshawa and overall. In North America last year, General Motors made $15 billion in profit. So that's after they've paid their wages and the suppliers. And
$50
billion? $15 billion.
$15 billion.
$15 billion. And to put that in context,
that's more money than a lot of people make.
It's hard to imagine that amount of money.
I couldn't know how many zeros. Okay.
But to put it in context, there are about 7,000 GM workers in Canada, and there's about 15,000 in Mexico, and there's about 50,000 in the United States. Mm-hmm. So that $15 billion of profit, which obviously is created by the work of those workers, those 70 or 75,000 workers, is $200,000 of profit for each and every worker in Mexico, the United States, and Canada. That's how valuable the work is of the workers that they are slapping in the face today and saying, we're going to get rid of you in a year.
What is the short-term expectation? Is there going to be, is the union planning meetings and, you know, kind of develop a tactic? You expect to be hearing back on what, as you say, there are many tools available.
That is something that wasn't spelled out. And I think that it's important that the membership of the union, the workers in the plant, get engaged in a really full way in figuring out where their strengths are, what weapons they do have at their disposal, and start getting ready to use them. And I think that there's a lot. I mean, we've seen already a lot of political support, particularly from our local MPP, Jennifer French, and the leader of the NDP in the legislature today was amazing in saying that that good jobs needed to be fought for, and it wasn't good enough to go to GM and ask them if they would change their mind. And apparently they told Doug Ford, no, they're not going to change their mind. And so he said that's all he could do, which is outrageous. Yeah. And Andrea said, no, we got to fight them. I hope it makes some union leaders reconsider if they might have done more to support the NDP in the last election, because if Andrea was the premier right now, I think we'd be in a stronger position.
Yeah,
but we have other weapons at our disposal too.
Yes. Well, I think the Premier Ford is kind of like the kind of type of comedian they say who punches down. He's very tough on people under him.
He threw in the towel before they rang the bell.
He heard who the match was with and just declined the effort. I want to ask you, our listeners ought to be reminded, I suppose, you pointed out billions, and $15 billion last year by the profit. Yeah. Now, but the Canadian government has also chipped in billions to these billionaires, right?
They did. In 2009, the federal and provincial governments gave General Motors $10.8 billion of assistance. And at the same time, the screws were turned on the workers to give up wages and reduce their benefits and reduce their vacation time, all to the benefit of GM. And the following year, GM turned a profit, and they've been making record profits ever since, which is fine for them and their shareholders. But they haven't been willing to share any of that with the workers that are actually building the vehicles.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad our listeners, all Canadians who put up that money, heard your message. Tony Leah, thank you very, very much for telling us about the situation, Local 222.
Thank you. Stay tuned for the battle. It's just getting started.
We will stay tuned. Thank you. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Taylor Report, CIUT, 89.5 FM.